and welcome to the Lawn Hustle. If you're in the green industry and ready to take your lawn care business to the next level, you're in the right place. I'm Andy Wilson, your host, a veteran with 16 years of experience in the field. Each week we dive into strategies, stories, and secrets that can help you build a legit, thriving lawn care business. Whether you're starting out or you're ready to scale, this is your space to learn, to grow, and to hustle smarter. Now, let's get to work. In today's episode, it will be just a little different than previous episodes, but I am happy to have a special guest with us today, none other than my son, Drew Wilson. Thank you, Drew, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on. It's my pleasure.
Drew, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy from the time I was an infant, which in turn has caused me to be in a wheelchair. But that does not affect me one bit because I like my life the way it is and I'm not ready to change it.
Son, that is an incredible outlook on life. There are some people that would feel like they've been cheated out of a lot of experiences. But your attitude says, this is me. This is who I am. I like my life the way it is.
Yep.
So you went to public school. Can you tell us what school you went to?
Sure. I went to Wilbur Wright Elementary, and I like the school.
What high school did you go to?
Newcastle High.
And you graduated from Newcastle High?
Yes. Yes.
What year did you graduate?
2012, I believe.
And after graduation, you went to work for a organization called Hillcroft Services. And what did you do at Hillcroft?
Well, at times we did a lot of peace work, where our paychecks would vary.
Okay. Now, you no longer work there, right?
No, sir. I left and...
And when you left there, you went to the Henry County, Newcastle, Indiana Public Library.
Yes.
And you was a greeter at the library?
Well, sometimes I would greet people. Sometimes I would clean books that needed to be cleaned. Just whatever needed to be done.
Okay. And you don't work at the library presently, right?
No.
Now, you are a greeter at your church.
Yes, sir, I am.
What church is it that you attend?
River of Life in Muncie.
River of Life in Muncie, Indiana.
Yes.
And how long have you been attending that church?
About 15 years. It'll be 15 years this coming April.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time goes by so quick. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. Now, my son, Drew, as he said, has cerebral palsy. He is in a wheelchair. And he enjoys life. What is one of your favorite things to do with me?
Well, sometimes we go out to eat.
I knew you was going to say that. Go ahead.
Sometimes we go out to eat. Sometimes we order pizza. Sometimes we go to Buffalo Wild Wings. It just depends.
Now that's your favorite, ain't it? Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that and, yeah.
We go on BOGO night. Buy one, get one. And I'm telling you, this kid can smash some wings. He likes that Parmesan garlic. And we go, and we just have a men's night out. And we eat wings, and we watch sports, and we talk. And I think it's very important for us to spend quality time with our children. I like spending time with Drew. And I'll tell you what, I have learned more from him than what I have taught him because of his outlook and his attitude towards life. He's in a wheelchair, but he says, I like my life the way it is, and I'm not ready to change it. Drew, do you have any pets?
Yeah, I got two. I got two dogs, Sony and Asher. Yeah.
And you have a cat?
Yes.
And her name is
Amber, but we call her Kit Kat.
And so tell us, you have a sister. What's your sister's name?
Wimberly Wilson.
And what is your mom's name?
Robin Michelle Wilson.
And what is your favorite TV show?
Most definitely Fuller House. Oddly enough, I got the statement that I say from that show. If you watch one of the episodes, one of the actors say that in their closing statements, and that has stuck with me ever since.
Okay, we're going to take a small break and listen to a word from my sponsor.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to grow your lawn and landscaping business this year? If you want to stand out from the competition and attract quality leads, a professional website is the way to go. That's where Green Frog Web Design comes in. They'll create a beautiful, user-friendly website that showcases your services, highlights your best work, and helps customers find you fast. Your new website will make a lasting impression and bring in the clients that you want to attract. And here's the best part. Right now, you can get started for just $1 for the first month. It's an offer so good, even our competition started using it. This spring, grow your business. Head over to greenfrogwebdesign.com today or just click the link in the bio and let them build the perfect website for your landscaping or lawn care company.
And we are back with Drew Wilson, my son. I want to share something with you. Drew talked about attending River of Life in Muncie, Indiana. Drew is passionate about his church, his relationship with the Lord. He loves to worship. He loves to pray. You're a prayer warrior, aren't you, son?
Yes, yes.
And we have people in this community that when they have a sickness in their family or they know someone who is sick, they will call us and say, will you have Drew pray? And Drew, he'll go to his bedroom and he will light that bedroom up with prayer. Because he believes that God is able to heal and strengthen. And it touches my heart so much because he's in a wheelchair. And he's praying for somebody else's healing. He's not praying for his own healing because he likes his life just like it is. And he's not ready to change. Another thing about Drew is he is dedicated to listening to the Word of God. Last year, he listened to the entire Bible 3 times.
Yes, sir.
And he has started it this year. And he's working his way through the Bible for the first time this year. And there's no telling how many times he'll listen to it this year. You love listening to the Word of God, don't you, Drew?
Yes.
Well, Drew, if you could say one thing to our audience about life, what would it be? You know, like, life's not fair, but God is good. Or tell us how you feel.
Sure, I will be happy to. I feel good. I feel content in my wheelchair, and I feel content the way my life is. I believe now. Some of y'all may not believe this, but if you don't, that's okay. I believe that when I get to heaven, I'm going to have my wheelchair.
Okay. Well, it's because you're so used to it on earth, right?
Yes.
And you have grown accustomed to being in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Because that chair gives you mobility. It gives you opportunities to explore and to go about and do what you want to do. And so you appreciate that, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, Drew, let me just say I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your testimony with us. And if our listeners can take one thing away from this podcast, I believe they can take away that whatever state they're in, to be content and find value in whatever situation you're in. So thank you for coming on my show, son.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you for tuning into the Lon Hustle Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you the tools and the inspiration to grow and to reach your goal. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating and a kindly worded review. And share this episode with fellow hustlers in the green industry. And as always, keep hustling, keep growing, and keep turning your passion into profits. Until next time, take care and keep the grass greener on your side.